And they can't keep it in up there. And they found that at the choo-choo, you know, they had to fix the old station over. And it's a wonderful book. More people have, everybody in Chattanooga was talking about it. Kind of a new one. What do you like? You like the...
I'll read most anything that's written.
Well, I do too. I just get disgusted over some of the novels. Mm. I think they just go overboard on us. But I believe there's going to be a turn from some of that filth and stuff that they
probably
write.
Will be.
I think people are just sated. There's just too much of it. Mm. And I think there's a little more interest in church going among the young, don't you think so?
I think so, especially in the last 5 or 6 years. I remember
think it has
when I was 10,
well, I
say 10, 12
so,
years
because
ago.
For a while that worried me to death. We had so many young ones in my family, and I just thought, well, Lord, I hate to see them turning away like that.
I guess it's funny how things seem to go in cycles.
Oh, they go, they say every 7 years, sure is. Change styles, change and everything, yeah.
I guess so. By the time you get all your clothes in one style, time to buy some more. I'll ask you, if you don't mind, a couple of other questions about names that you call things. A lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away, that's just, you call that just a lot of old.
I have thrown away and I ought to throw away a whole lot more, but I'm no saver. I've always been, my dad and I would get things, and my mother and my sister would go through and just throw everything out. And we always thought, well, maybe we'll need this someday and we'd keep it. And I've got that storeroom out there full of stuff, and I've given the children so much of my silver and old silver and stuff.
You have any special name for things like that that you just collect that maybe aren't?
Well, I used to, my father being in a dragger store that way, and I loved the housewares department, and I used to wait for him. He got off a little later than I did, and I kept the car and would go down and pick him up in the afternoon from the Capitol. And I'd sidle up there and see what they had bought, and I heard it come in, and I'd go around there, and Papa and I'd come in, we'd hide anything we had, and Mama would say, is that something else for the kitchen? She'd get so mad with us. If we just love things, and I bet I've got more mixing bowls and things I've never used.
Here in this house, you have just a staircase up to the second stairs, up to the second floor.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any outside stairs or anything like that?
That's what that door avoided, you know, that door going up. Didn't have to have the outside stairs.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever see houses made that, well, sometimes they have boards on the outside of the house that would lap over each other like this. Do you remember any name for something like that, that kind of board?
Well, they had the rough boarding. This house was built when the mission things were stylish, and they had the rough outside. But then there's a smooth side they used, too.
Did you ever hear anybody call that weather boarding or?
Weather boarding.
Blackboard, something
That's
like that?
That's what it is.
Oh, what about the things along the... You mentioned you could get a new roof on this house, the things along the roof that...
Oh, that's the eaves.
Mm-hmm. And say you have a house and a building that come together like this. Did you ever hear anybody have a name for the place where it came together? A special name there? Mm-hmm. And you mentioned when you were a girl that they had you had a building out, a barn out behind your house. Did you ever have any other kinds of buildings out there where you would keep all things like tools and so forth?
Well, no, they used to have tool houses, and now they have garages, you know, because the stable took the place of the garage. But they used to have tool houses and coal houses, and they divide them kind of into two.